SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents related to Israeli military plans. National Security spokesman John Kirby says President Biden deeply concerned about any leakage of classified information.
That is not supposed to happen, and it's unacceptable when it does. So he's deeply concerned about that.
The documents in the unauthorized release assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. They note that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack earlier this month. It was not initially known if the documents were leaked or hacked. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will get Ukraine what it needs to fight its war with Russia. Austin noted in a speech the U.S. has delivered more than $58 billion in security assistance for Ukraine since Russia's February 2022 full-scale invasion, making it Kyiv's main backer. Also at SRNNews.com, a key political observer says there's a reason Kamala Harris is still struggling in the polls despite massive spending on political ads. Bob Agnew reports.
Jim Garrity with National Review says Harris has $1 billion to spend on ads, but what about the voters?
Do they change their mind on their presidential vote because of what they see in a campaign ad? And I have my doubts about that.
The real challenge for Harris, he says, is putting any meaningful distance between herself and Joe Biden.
What she's right now promising is the same policies with a younger and more pleasant face. And that's not enough to close the deal.
Jim Garrity was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Some of the steam coming out of Wall Street's long record-breaking rally. Stocks are mixed now. The Dow dropping 378 points. The NASDAQ ahead one. This is SRN News. Another warning about religious freedom.
Delegates to the International Ministerial Conference on Freedom of Religion in Berlin say freedom of conscience is under attack in the West. The delegates are raising concerns about growing intolerance for Christians in Western Europe, the U.S., and Canada. One delegate says, quote, "It is very worrying that the expression of religious beliefs on matters relating to marriage and family has become the potential end of a political career or employment or the beginning of a court case." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds that Asian American evangelical Christians are an evolving group of voters who are increasingly seeking to make their voices heard. The vast majority hold conservative views on abortion and homosexuality, but they widely consider themselves evangelical in a theological sense rather than viewing it as a political identity. Asian Americans, the fastest growing voting bloc in the country, along with Latinos. This is SRN News. Ukraine and Russia trade drone and missile strikes over the weekend.
Moscow officials have said that Russian air defenses have shot down more than 100 Ukrainian drones over Russia's western regions, while over a dozen people were injured in the Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih in a ballistic missile attack. The Russian Defense Ministry said 110 drones were destroyed in the overnight barrage against seven Russian regions. Many targeted Russia's border region of Kursk, where 43 drones were reportedly shot down. Social media footage appeared to show air defenses at work over the Nizhny Novgorod region, close to a factory producing explosives. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Army's recent deployment of mid-range missile system to the northern Philippines was incredibly important and allowed American and Filipino forces to jointly train for the potential usage of heavy weaponry in the Asian archipelago conditions. More details at SRNNews.com.